both of our gubernatorial candidates, I'm a bit disappointed with both choices. I feel like Governor Martinez had an opportunity to effect some change, and she has only effected negative change that I can see. Gary King, on the other hand, has presented a rather lackluster campaign and doesn't seem to be able to rally the Democratic base. It seems to be very fractured to me. Over the course of about 10 years, I actually ingested through a PVC water line a toxic amount of ethylene glycol and heavy metal. And I was diagnosed with adult onset epilepsy through chemical poisoning, and I've been a medical cannabis patient since 2005. And I'm very aware of the relief and of the tremendous potential for applications of this wonderful herb that's been around for centuries as therapy. Susana Martinez campaigned on Law and Order, and at a news conference, she was pointedly asked what she would do if elected governor regarding the medical cannabis program, and she said, with no reservations and without hesitation, that she would shut it down. She has not done so, and since her election, the program has swelled to more than 11,000 patients. At this point, it seems inconceivable that it could be closed down to most people. However, I think it is a very serious reality that if elected to another 4 years, Susana Martinez could see it within her power to have the freedom to do so. And so that is the single issue that is driving me to oppose Susana Martinez's reelection and vote for anyone that is opposing her.